네. 나이스 씨. 아, 뭐, Pastor Kim Jinsu, my full name. Jinsu is my ethnonym and Kim is my supernym. Okay. So, Kim is enough if you call me Pastor Kim. There are many kids in Korea. I've been here in Finland for 12 years. And I studied a lot Finnish, but it's very hard for me. And when I came here first time, I couldn't speak English at all. So I learned English first. Then I thought Finnish is like that, but still I'm studying. last year, my friend missionary who lived in Addis Ababa, he's a Korean missionary in Ethiopia. He sent me a message about his testimony, what happened in Ethiopia. Even though he was a pastor and a missionary, but his life was a little bit difficult in Ethiopia because different culture and different languages and many things are different. For me, living in Finland is very hard, actually. But he sent me a message that how he lives nowadays. He could have some kind of connection with FBI church in Ethiopia, yeah, and also have some cooperation with the government for the youth work. And I will show later about the explanation, some teachers to you. But and then last week, the pastor sent me some message. Why don't you contact the church, Ethiopian church in Finland? Then I got an idea that, oh, it's okay that I can try to. And I have tried to send some message to Pastor Buru work to him, and because I couldn't find his contact through the internet. But he didn't answer. So maybe something wrong. Or then yesterday, I couldn't call another person on the list of the internet. And finally, the pastor Muruok, can be connected yesterday. And then I explained something about our mission and our work. And he was really happy. And he already knew us through the Ethiopia. And Jae-hoon Daegu, he is an inter-religious council of Ethiopia, he's a pastor. He recommended us to meet to this pastor who work here. So, and suddenly yesterday, the pastor suggested me to come here to preach. I was really happy. Yeah, it was my one of dreams to preach sermon in front of many other people. So, today, in the morning, 10 to 12, we have our own Sunday service in the Bandai here already. And I came here with our brother and sister here. One is Brother Adi from Nigeria. Another is Sister Min Hwa from Myanmar. She's Korean, but her father is pastor, missionary in Myanmar. Do you know Myanmar? Yes. And then in Myanmar also we have the very great gospel work there. So so please open your heart to me. I came here by grace of God, and from now I will fall in love with Ethiopia, yeah, and I want to share our spiritual life and the faith and Bible and with you. And we have many programs and activities as well. So I would like to invite you. Or later, we will come here with our singing groups or dancing groups and many activities we have. I don't know whether you have a youth group or not, but we have a very good at youth program. So I would like to share with you. But first of all, this time, for the worship, I wanna preach to you. Could you open the Bible? Okay, I wanna read one Bible first. Matthew chapter 22, Gospel, Matthew chapter 22, verse 1. I will read in English. Matthew chapter 22, verse 1, from verse 1. And Jesus answered and spoke to them again by proverbs and said, "The kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who arranged a marriage for his son, and sent out his servants to call those who were invited to the wedding, and they were not willing to come. Again, he sent out other servants, saying, 'Tell those who are invited, see, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and fatted cattle are killed, and all things are ready. Come to the wedding.' But they made light of it and went their ways, one to his own farm, another to his business. And the rest said, 'His servants treated them spitefully and killed them.' But when the king heard about it, he was furious, and he sent out his armies, destroyed those brothers, and burned up their city." Verse 8. "And then he said to his servants, 'The wedding is ready, but those who were invited were not worthy. 9. Therefore, go into the highways, and as many as you find, invite to the wedding.' So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all whom they found, both bad and good, and the wedding hall was filled with guests. But when the king came in to see the guests, he saw a man there who didn't have on a wedding garment. So he said to him, 'Friend, how did you come in here without a wedding garment?' And he was speechless. Then the king said to the servants, 'Bind him hand and foot, take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, for many are called, a few are chosen.'" Until verse 14. I was pastor before I came to Finland. Maybe 15 years ago. Since 2002, I started my ministry from Korea. One day, I had a prayer to God. "Heavenly Father, I want to do something special for the gospel and your work. Could you send me somewhere?" I just simply prayed, not seriously. But one day, my church, Gunjus Mission, they decided me to go to somewhere as a missionary. But I didn't know where to go yet. And simply I thought, missionary, for the missionary, I should go some difficult place, some Asia or Africa or like that. I didn't think ever some country of Europe, because I think Europe is rich and enough Christians. But one day, I received one message that I am chosen to be missionary of Finland. So I was really shocked. And then I searched through the internet, where is Finland? It was the first time for me. So I just thought that Finland is very nearby Philippines or somewhere. Then I realized Finland is belong to Europe and very northern area, very cold. And when I saw some image in the internet, there is only snow or skate or ski or Santa Claus, like some sauna pictures. I became very gloomy that, oh, what can I do there? And then 8th of December 2005, 2005, I have arrived at the Helsinki Airport. December, do you know? December. Finland, December. First time for me. It was my first meeting with Finland. All day long snow, and because of time difference, I couldn't wake up just normally early morning, or I couldn't sleep normally according to my time schedule. Anyway, when I wake up, still night. Then I sleep again, when I wake up, still night. Always night and gray. And then my son, 4 years old and 5 months, two sons I have brought here with my wife. My wife is Korean too. We were in our apartment and watch out from the balcony. No one on the street, you know, in the winter time. And then we were waiting. Somebody should be there. but it was a very difficult time for me and for our family. But we had a one word in us. Actually, when I was chosen to be Park missionary, and I was curious to myself whether I can do that or not. Because when I check my condition, my language, I am typical Korean, you know. I speak only Korean. And I'm typical Korean means I like typical Korean food. I don't know whether you know kimchi or if you. I will invite you all to my place. My wife is the world's best cook, Korean food. So don't worry about it. I'll make some special meeting with you. So Korean food festival or kimchi and some bean, something made by bean or something traditional Korean food. I like it. And I have no idea about Europeans or their life. So I was really afraid before I came here. And then I'm a pastor, so I should read the Bible, but it was a very important time for me to read the Bible, so I focus on even one sentence or even one word, which word should be mine or what God wanna give me. And then this chapter 22, verse 4, suddenly came to my heart. All things are ready, you know? All things are ready. It is a short sentence. And all that when I read it, my eyes become so big, you know? All things? What does it mean, all things? All things are ready. All things are ready. And then I repeat again and again. All things are ready. Oh, Heavenly Father, I'm very lacking to speak. All things are ready. It doesn't matter. Oh, Heavenly Father, I'm a typical Korean, so I'm not good at adjusting in the world life. All things are ready. It doesn't matter. Oh, Heavenly Father, my wife is Korean, me Korean. How can we get used to living in Finland? All things are ready. So when I think and remember this word again and again, all my questions, all my worries become very light. You got it? And I arrived at Helsinki. Just I have this word, all things are ready. And then two old pastors welcomed me. One pastor from St. Petersburg, missionary. He speaks only Russian. One pastor from Germany. He speaks English. And two old pastors waited for me, all my family. So we came out from the flight. Two boys, one boy, one little baby, and my wife with a huge luggage because we should live here. But at the time, I didn't know I should have reserved for it. I simply think if I go there, I can live. Yeah, I didn't have residence permit. I didn't know the housing system here. So in Korea, it's easy. If I go and make a contract and I leave, it's easy. So I simply think getting an apartment, it's easy. And I just came without apartment. And I didn't know anyone here. And I simply think if I come by Jesus' name, all will be ready for me. I simply thought so. And I just came here. But I had one word. All things are ready. So every moment, every time, many thoughts, you know, worry and fear, many thoughts attack me, you know, like Satan's shoot to me. Hey, can you live in there? Do you feel that? How can you live in there? You know, many kinds of worry and fear. So it's like falling into, you know, fear or worry then. All things are ready. This world like holding me, you know, and carry me out from that. All things are ready. Yes, all things are ready. And then those pastors welcomed me and they said, hey, Pastor Kim, do you know what? We have been here 1 week before you come here. But we have been looking for apartments. But all the owners ask us social ID or some documents. So we answer, we don't have yet. The family just come. So all the owners refuse. Maybe it will be very hard. Huh? Really, Pastor? It was easy here? And then I was put into the world again. But all things are ready. This world carried me out of the world again. And we went to youth hostel, the Olympic gym, do you know that? Yeah. And then it was the second floor bed, and then I was there. And I pray again, Heavenly Father, I arrive and feel that, but nothing is ready. I'm a liar. But I'm a pastor who should believe the word. Amen. So my real situation actually is fake. I better believe in the world. Amen. Amen. Then all things are ready. It was my weapon to break down all my worry, doubt, and fear. All things are ready. And then we, at the day, suddenly pastor from St. Petersburg told me, let's bring out all stuff and luggage now. Now, Pastor, as I know, no one wait for me. We are Christian. We are people of God. We believe. So, now nothing is ready, but let's go out. Well, we should check our hotel now and just go out. Even though the world is ready for us. Okay? I couldn't say yes, but all things are ready, so I cannot help but just say yes. Yes! And I just put my luggage in the car and we went somewhere, many places, according to advertisement. And I went one place in Munggyeburi. 10 years ago, and I was in the apartment, but it was really cozy and stable for me. So, this house I like. And then the agency asked, hey, do you have a social ID? What is that? Do you have a social ID? I don't know. Do you have? I have Korean, but I don't have yet. Just yesterday, I arrived here. Do you know someone here as Gerti? No, I don't know anyone. Oh, as you know, face become. called owner now, then the agent is called owner. Blah, 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 something like that. And then the owner asks only one question. Where is he from? Then he asks, agent is asking, hey, where am I from? I'm from South Korea, not North Korea. Then the agent says, what really? Then he said, oh, it's from South Korea. Then the owner said, really? He's from South Korea? Then it's okay. He can't be there. I was so surprised, you know. Why? He has very good memory for the Korean man, people. The owner live in Moscow, but for him, there is a neighbor, Korean neighbor. But the Finnish and Korean different. The Korean very warm hearted. And we like to gather together, yeah? Not be alone, yeah? Me too. My house, always many people. Mm-hmm. It's my life. Not be alone, no? And the owner, just simply allowed because I am Korean. And the owner asked, hey, can you make kimchi? Of course, my wife is expert of making kimchi. Then the owner, you just give me one piece of kimchi, that's enough. So the next day, I could get one poor Asunto rent apartment. I was really happy because just yesterday I arrived here, but I could get a very difficult thing that I found out one place to live. Then all things are ready. It's true. Amen. And that day, in the living room, and my room, no bed, no sofa, nothing. And we just slept on the floor with just a simple blanket. But for me, it was the best hotel. And that day, we made some dinner. My wife cooked. It was not real dinner table, but just bring some plastic bag, some food from Korea, and we cook some rice. And it looks very ugly table, but for me, it was best table in my life. And the next day, two pastors said to me, we success our mission to find the apartment. So tomorrow we will leave. What? I don't know about supermarket. I don't know where is nothing here. And English, my English is only like, how are you? I'm fine. That's all. Well, what can I do here? And the pastor said, you are servant of God. God is with you. Why don't you believe? I know, but I know. But then suddenly the word all things are ready again. Yes, you can leave. But when I say goodbye then, they carry the person. Bye-bye. Crying. And I went back to home. I and my wife, two boys, we all gather here. Just look around our faces. Then I'm curious how I live here. Only snow, only dark. And then suddenly the word, all things are ready, is working in me. Then I realized I needed the visitor permit because I can hear free visa between Korea and Finland. We have free visa for 3 months. Within 3 months, I should apply. I realized it. So one day, I went to the immigration police in Miami. Just go there. Then I talked. Then my English is very poor, so pardon? I couldn't understand. We talked each other very hard. And then the officer asked, you should bring a translator. Where? Where is? I don't know. You should find out. Yes, and I came out. And on the street, I was walking powerless. Where is my father? How can I fly? And these magnificent! Boom!
All things are
peaceful again, working.
According to what it's true, but
very difficult. And then I was sitting on the bench in the one bus stop. But there's one Finnish guy, he's very fat, and he stood in front of me. Suddenly, look at me then. Hey, hello? Hello? Where are you from? South Korea. What are you doing here? I'm Boston. Who are you? I'm missionary. Why you are gloomy? I'm very problems. Everybody says to me, hallelujah! In front of me. Oh, are you crazy or alcohol disorder? I'm afraid, you know. Everybody said to me, hey, I just came from church, my church, Methodist church. I prayed to God one thing. Heavenly Father, please give me one mission. I want to do your mission. And I met one missionary who needed many help. Hey, you are my answer of my prayer. I will help you. What do you need? I need a translator. Don't worry, I will prepare for you. And the next day, he came to my place every morning from 9 to 4 p.m. He came to me every day and asked me, what do you need? Where do you have to go? And I asked, I need so far. You don't have to buy a new one. Let's go to secondhand store. We brought some sofa. We brought some TV. We buy some band. Then I was really curious. Hey, why do you help me? I don't know, but you are my answer, my prayer. So I just help you. Oh, but you are like angel. But you are really fat. He said, I'm a fat fish angel too. I was really happy. And after that, I want to give some gift to him. But I'm a pastor, I'm not financially enough. Then I prayed to God, Heavenly Father, what do I have to give him? But when I talked to him, his spiritual life, he was not sure for his salvation and being born again. Then one day, it was Christmas Eve, 24th of December 2005, I preached the gospel to him with full English, you know, loud. I don't remember the word lamb, so man, Jesus Christ, die, blood, you know. I use some. I explain the gospel in detail, one by one. He received salvation on that Christmas Eve. He has assurance of salvation and faith. So I was crying with my poor English. Oh, you got a faith. Oh. Then I got a confidence to preach, even though my English was really poor and ugly. It doesn't matter. And that man brought me to, he went to immigration police together. And all documents, all things, actually, he has helped. I have no idea. He had to move. And then they asked me one letter, recommendation letter from Finnish pastor. Where can I get it? So if I go somewhere, hey, could you give me a recommended letter for me? How can I write down? You know? Yeah, it's true. So I just, the word is the word comes up again. One day, on our Sunday service, I have preached Sunday service at my apartment, living room, with poor English. And Jesus came here. One Finnish guy came to our Sunday service. And he smiled me all the time. because of my English, you know, I feel happy. Every time he asked me, hey, my uncle is pastor here, and he was missionary of Japan, and he is very friendly with Asia. So I will make, give you the contact. Then I just received one name card. When I pray, I remember it. I called him and I met him. He said, oh, it's burdensome to write down recommendation letter to you without knowing well. But I will write down because I saw from your heart you have a faith. Then those letters even ready. And then after 7 months, I could get a residence permit. I could preach. And some members come to our church, and my son could go to kindergarten. Everything is really happened and ready. All things are ready. This world actually has worked out clearly in my life. You know, it is how I learned faith in my life. After that, I have faith that whatever is true. For 12 years, could you imagine as a foreigner Korean living in Finland and ministering here? It's not easy, as you know. But I could overcome everything. I could enjoy my life only by believing the word, all things are ready. Today, he invites many people. He is very happy because his son here, wedding, you know. Hey, come! Welcome to our wedding party! And then, he said to them one message. All things are ready. It means, guests, they have nothing to do, nothing to prepare, actually. He has prepared. One day, I could arrange my spiritual life. Sometimes I feel very burdensome and heavy and tired for my spiritual life. You know why? Because I took many work. I took many burden. And then I thought I should do well. I should do something good. I should do something better. When I make a mistake or when I make something wrong, then always I go to the condemnation or gloomy or judge to me. One day, I read this Matthew chapter 20 to clearly understand that all things are ready. It is not only heart of King, but it is heart of God. God told you all, each of you, all things are ready. Actually, when Jesus died on the cross, what did he say? It is finished. It was the last sentence of Jesus, right? It is finished. What does it mean finished? What was finished? My own sins? My own worries? My own sadness, my own problems actually has finished at the cross. It is finished. All things are ready. Amen.
Amen.
I know one story from Brazil. Do you know Brazil? Yeah? There are many fishers. They travel to abroad by ship, big ship. Maybe 1 month or 2 months, then voyage and they came back to, all the way back to Brazil. But they had one problem. In the ship, there's no water anymore. Water. So, there are a lot of water on the sea, right?
But when I thirsty, if I drink salty water, you're gonna die. Yeah? Medically. So, they should have enough water in the ship, but this water actually ran out. And they shout to another ship, "Hey, help me! We need water! Please give us! Give us! Please give us water!" And many ships, they just run away. And then only one ship came to them near. So they all asked, "Please give us water! Please give us water!" Then they said, "What do you need? Water!
Water!
Hey, here, we don't have water here! Oh my God, please give us water! Don't you want? Are you crazy? Here, we don't have water!" Then they went away. Oh, they disappointed. And then, almost die. One of the member of that ship just jumped to the ship, you know, sea. "Hey, I'm gonna die even though I drink some salty water." Jump in and start drinking. And then he smiled. "Oh, it's river! Not sea! It's river!" And all the members realize we are already in the Amazon River. It was a very huge river. So they misunderstood, they are still on the sea. And all the members jump out to the river, start drinking as many as they want, you know. "Hey, you drink here?" They said, "It's a river." They are already in the river. But okay, let's open one Bible, John chapter 8. John chapter 8, verse 32. Did you find it? Okay, John chapter 8, verse 32. "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." To be free, what do we have to do? Know the truth. These people in the ship, they didn't know the truth. What is that? They are already in the Amazon. They are already in the river. But they didn't know. That's why they couldn't enjoy, they couldn't be free from thirst. Like that. We always think we are sinners because I commit sin. We are weak because I am weak. We have many problems because we have problems. But the truth is, it is finished. Amen. Ah, all things are ready. Actually, it was true. But from my side, nothing is ready. What was true? What was true? The word of God. Actually, it is true. Amen. We already are free from our sins. Since Jesus died on the cross, he crucified, it is finished. But we didn't know, that's why we are bound by sin. We are condemned by sin. We are condemned by Satan. All things are ready. Actually, it was my best weapon, even now. So, all worries, condemnation, or all fear, I could overcome. Like a sword. All things are ready. Back! All things are ready. Back! Amen. Hey, brothers and sisters. You believe in Jesus? But I will say to you, you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. How can I be free from my sin? There's only one way. I must know the truth. Jesus said, "I am the way, I am the life, I am the truth.
Jesus already at the cross has finished all our sins.
베이종 sin is death. Amen.
Wage of sin is death. Jesus has paid our own wages of our sin. It is finished. So we are already in the
other zone.
We are already in righteousness. We are already in holiness. But if you don't know, you still condemned. You still worried. You still fear.
I am a witness. All things already, it is true.
It was my world of dream. One day when I came to Finland 12 years old, I just dreamed that if I go somewhere, church, preach English, sermon, or friendly,
everything's impossible.
I was not smart enough. I'm English study or Finnish study very hard, you know. But now, you see, I'm here. I preach to you in English. And I will invite my friend missionary from Ethiopia on December. He will preach to you, maybe Amharic. He is very good at speaking Amharic. How happy I am. This happening also belongs to the word warnings already. The king asked only one in the Matthew chapter 22, whether you wear garment or not. King didn't check out what is your job, what life do you like, do you live, who are you, are you good or bad? According to Bible, God never interested who I am. Only God's interested whether you wear garments or not. What is the garment? Jesus is our garment. If you wear Jesus, it's enough that you go to heaven, you go in word of God. If you don't wear garments, you will be refused. It is the judgment of God. Amen. One day, I could arrange my spiritual life. I have too many thoughts. I have to do well this, I have to pray well, I have a burden well. Then, always I just arrange my spiritual life. Only one thing is enough. Whether I wear garment or not. Whether I believe in the world or not. So, I can say to you, we all are righteous. Already. Like they are in the angel. But then I realized the truth. Oh, it was truth. Can you prepare everything? I just go there. That's enough. Jesus has prepared all things. My salvation, my life, my promise, my everything. Just I believe it, then I can enjoy my life. As I know, you may have some problems in your life. Some your work or your family or your friends, I don't know. But I just want to give you the word that I believe. All things are better. Amen.
Amen.
And also, one another, it is finished. Your sins, finished. Your worry, finished. Your steadiness, finished. Amen.
Amen.
I want to show some photos to you.